Coming up on Encouragement Live, Jesus said we are the light of the world. And tonight, we'll talk with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards about ways we can bring God's light into the world. Stay tuned for insight and encouragement on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. Tonight, Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com is with us. And Roxanne, it's always good to welcome you. Great to have you back on the broadcast.
Oh, well, thanks again for having me. It's always great to be here.
And we've talked about the light of the world, and I think this is such an important matter for us that we want to tackle this one again. And when Jesus brought up the subject of us being the light of the world, what do you think he wanted us to understand?
Well, first, I think Jesus is referencing the world around us as being a place of darkness, and it's a place where people don't see truth due to the sin. But second, he says that we are the light, and this means that our lives bring evidence of the truth that people can't see. So when we choose to live according to kingdom principles, we shine light in a world that can be very dark sometimes. So living in this way brings light into the dark areas of the world.
We're going to talk more about this. Now, our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And let me remind us at the very beginning of our show that you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set up the best time to talk for you, or you can call the office to set a time. The phone number and the link to schedule are both listed on HisFaithfulStewards.com. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Roxanne, talking about light in the darkness, there are a lot of different ways Christians can bring light into the world. Can you give us some specific ways that we can bring light?
Sure. I agree there's a lot of different ways. But some specifics that come to mind have to do with how we interact with other people mostly, but also how we deal with the creation that God's entrusted to us and how we use our money so that it doesn't support anti-Christian causes.
Well, the first thing you mentioned was how we view and treat other people. Maybe we should expand a little bit on that. I think you probably have some scriptures in mind.
Yeah, actually, first I think of 1 John 4:7-8. John tells us that those who know God will love others. And then in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, Paul says, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And he also said in verse 7 of the same chapter that it also says that love keeps no record of wrongs. So if we put all those verses together, it means that we will approach other people in love and assuming the best of them. It means that we'll protect others and not tear them down. I mean, the way of the world is to look for what's wrong in other people and to be skeptical of others. But being a light means giving people the benefit of the doubt and expecting the best from them, because that's what love does.
You know, that brings to mind what Jesus said in Matthew 5:9 when he pointed out, blessed are the peacemakers. How do you see this as related to loving others?
Well, if we love others and we're assuming the best of them, I mean, people sense that. So, you know, it can allow us the trust from others to be able to help bring peace between parties that might be at odds with each other. Also, when we approach people assuming negative things about them, it puts them on the defensive and it creates friction. So that doesn't promote peace. But when we approach others assuming the best, it moves people towards a place of peace with one another.
Very important principles from Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards. And again, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne about those financial issues that touch your life at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. We'll be right back.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, teach truth, love well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
Good to have you with us on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. As I was mentioning, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne about your personal investment portfolio or set up a time to call the office. The link to scheduling and the phone number are both located at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. And our toll-free number, if you'd like to talk with us on the air tonight, let us talk with you, pray with you, share some biblical encouragement, 855-586-5433. Roxanne, when we went to the break, we'd mentioned the scripture where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," but we have a society right now that's pretty polarized with ideals. How do you think we can bring light into this divided and polarized society?
Well, I think the first step is to really avoid being drawn into divisions. I mean, we all like to be around people who agree with us. I mean, just face it, we like that.
Sure.
But Jesus doesn't allow us to stop there. Amongst his little band of 12 disciples, there was both a zealot and a tax collector. One was completely opposed to Roman rule, and the other was compliant with it. So you would be hard-pressed to find two people less likely to agree on much.
Yeah.
But in John 15:12, Jesus commanded them to love each other. He says that his followers will be known by their love for one another. So we don't have the luxury of only loving people who agree with us.
In fact, I think if we could study all of the disciples, we'd see not only that diversity, Simon the Zealot, who was so opposed to Rome, and Matthew the tax collector, who was like an agent with the IRS. But what do you think it looks like to assume the best in others? You mentioned that earlier.
Sure. I mean, it means that when I approach other people, I approach with the assumption that they want to do what's right and to do the right thing. And I see that their innate value is being made in the image of God. And I don't let myself start picking at or focusing on their faults. I mean, if someone says something that feels sharp to me, I work real hard not to judge them for that, because maybe I've misunderstood. Maybe they're having a bad day. But then again, maybe it's me who's reading them wrong. I mean, thank the Lord, he doesn't focus on our faults and our slip-ups.
Right.
And if our goal is to be like him, if we're going to be light to the world, then we want to be like him that way.
And that's our responsibility, to reflect the light of Christ into the world. By the way, Roxanne and His Faithful Stewards are hosting free webinars on two dates coming up in April, April 12th and April 24th. And this is not an April Fool joke, by the way, Roxanne. You're talking about will awareness and living trust, and those are both very timely topics. The first one will be at 10 a.m. Central Time on Saturday, April the 12th. And the other one will be on Thursday, April 24th. Fourth at 6 p.m. Central Time. You can calculate the differential if you're Mountain Time or Pacific or Eastern Time. You can sign up on the website under the webinar tab. There's a webinar tab at HisFaithfulStewards.com. And again, those dates, keep that in mind, April the 12th and April the 24th. The 12th is at 10 a.m. And if you need an evening time, then Thursday, April the 24th will be the date. The web address again, HisFaithfulStewards.com, and you can check the webinar tab there on the website. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We are back on Encouragement Live. The music you're hearing in the background produced by one of our team members, Brad Smithart. You can Google Brad Smithart and download some of his music if you enjoy listening to this kind of music, and many of you do. And pray for Brad and Nikki and other members of our team. I want to ask you to especially pray for my friend Sam in India, who may be facing surgery. I know he would appreciate your prayers, as well as his wife, Sarita. So lift them up in your prayers, and appreciate all of our team tonight. We have Rodney and also Chris and Cora and Bailey and Riley. And just grateful for each one of our team. Danny is off tonight. But with us is Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards. And we've been talking about ways to bring light into the world. That's our focus. Maybe, Roxanne, you think of some other ways where we might bring light into the world. Maybe some that people don't think about.
Yeah. There's one I think of, and I heard of it many years ago, and it really struck me. I heard about a study that was done on drivers, you know, like drivers on the road. I'm not sure how they measured the results, but they were able to observe that when one driver of a vehicle allows someone else to move in, the driver who is allowed to move in is far more likely to let the next person in that, you know, on the road. And they're much less likely to do that if they have to butt their way onto the road.
Yeah.
So as simple as the study was, I've remembered it for most of my life. I mean, when I'm driving down the road, I have to ask myself if I want to be the light that allows others in and makes a positive impact on the environment for other drivers on the road. Because when I do, I realize that I have the potential to bring like a positive touch and like a falling domino fashion for that whole day.
Yeah.
So I often imagine, you know, how the roads might be different if Christians, including me at times, you know, drove in a way to reflect God's light.
You know, I had a couple of people, I don't know if they were Christians or not, but a couple of people that let me in today, and there was a massive, shall we say, traffic jam, and I had to get across two lanes of traffic, and it was massive, and I was so thankful that they did, and that's a great reminder. Now, Roxanne, let's talk about people and their finances, and that's where you spend your time working with people. Let's maybe come up with some ways that using our finances will bring light into the world.
I think there's a variety of ways that we might use the money that God entrusts to us to bring light. I mean, first, God provides money for us to support our families. And though, you know, some people never give a second thought to that, there are others who kind of face challenges in using their money to support their families. Next, you know, people may create or support ministries that bring God's light to the world. Also, we may choose to be responsible for living within our means and not run up credit card debt. I think there's a lot of things that the Lord may say to his people individually about their money, you know, that may be a little bit different for each person. And the reality is that our money can make an impact in good ways or in bad ways.
You know, I can't help thinking about how many times in Scripture we find things about money. In fact, I've heard that Jesus said more in his ministry about money than he did about heaven and hell put together. And it's just really staggering to think about. So it seems to me this is an issue that we need to think about. So what are some ways that we might use our money that doesn't bring light but may hide in the darkness? Talk about that.
Well, I think of things that people may invest their money in. I mean, some of the strongest returns from the stock market are happening because some of the major investment options are growing on the backs of some pretty terrible things. And, you know, for example, there's one company that owns more than half of the stock in the stock market, and that company could crash the market any day of the week that they chose to do so.
Boy, that's a frightening thought, because a lot of people are in the market and there's always a risk in the market. There is never a day that goes by. I think it would be accurate to say that if you have your money in the market, you are at risk. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. By the way, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. She doesn't charge for this service. She does it as a ministry. You can follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, and there's no obligation to buy anything. You can also call the office to set a time if that's easier for you. You can get the link to schedule and the phone number at the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And if you need your grandson or granddaughter to help you get to that website, they will be more than glad to help you. I have grandchildren help me with things like that, Roxanne. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And by the way, you're one of the youngest grandmothers that I know, but congratulations on being a grandmother yourself.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. We were talking about a company that could literally crash the market on any day that they chose to do so, sort of a risk in the market to think about. And it sounds like if you invest in a company like that, you'll just be giving them more power. Are there some other things about that company that should concern those of us who are Christians?
Yes. They make their money in a variety of ways that, you know, really are not honoring to God. One thing they do is they drain money out of impoverished countries, you know, third world countries,
yeah,
and they take the money to richer nations, like back to us. They also have indirect ties to things like human trafficking, and they support woke agendas.
Mm.
They've been on the opposite side of the Bible on many of today's current issues. And if we're going to use our money in ways that bring light, then we need to start getting picky about where we're putting our money to grow as well. I mean, we aren't bringing light if we're investing in things that bring an expansion of evil things and evil companies.
Not to mention the fact that we are putting ourselves and our future financially at risk, and certainly bringing darkness if we're investing in that kind of thing. Roxanne, how does your company, His Faithful Stewards, look to find good investments that aren't feeding some of these evil things that you've been talking about?
Well, I have three criterias for the companies that we work with. And the first is that they're biblically responsible in how they make and use their money, at least as far as I'm able to tell. I make sure that the companies that I recommend do not have financial ties with the investment options that I know are linked to unrighteous things. Now, that doesn't mean that their investments are in Christian things, but it does mean that they aren't investing in things that are in opposition to Christianity or, you know, in opposition to Christian values.
And I would think that any of us as Christians ought to be concerned about that our investments would be in that. Now, you mentioned the first of your three criteria, measuring against the Scripture and biblical values, that biblically responsible in how they use their monies. What are the second and third of those three criteria?
Sure. The second is that there, in the last 10 years, their averages have been at least 8%. You know, these policies guarantee that you're never going to lose your principal. So the ones I'm working with have averaged, you know, between 8 and 13% over the last 10 years. The third criteria is related to the true ratio that company's assets to obligations. There's a little game that companies play in order to maintain A ratings with the rating companies. So when their obligations begin to grow beyond their assets, they just create other sub-companies and move the obligations off to those companies. Mm. In the end, they're still responsible for those obligations, but they no longer show on the books, and so they can get an A rating. So they continue to hold those great ratings when they really shouldn't. But there is one organization that evaluates companies, and it evaluates them based on their true assets and their true obligations, regardless of where they're holding them. So, and that's the relation, and that is the organization that I rely on to determine the strength of companies. And the companies that I work with the most are in the top 10 companies in the nation for financial strength and for having strong ratios. I believe that's a much better measure than just simply saying, are they rated A, B, or C?
I think that's a very important distinction that you're making. And by the way, if some of you are wondering about what Roxanne is talking about, she would be glad to take some time to walk you through that and how it might impact you. You can schedule that free time to talk with Roxanne on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can follow the links on the website to set up that good time to talk, the best that works for you. And she will fit that into her schedule as well. You can also call her office. There's a phone number on the website and also a link to schedule the time. If you're proficient on the website, you'll be able to use that scheduling feature. If you're more like some of the rest of us and you'd prefer to call, that number is listed there. Again, that website is hisfaithfulstewards.com. And if you have a question about what we're talking about and would like to talk with Roxanne on the air tonight, the toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Now, Roxanne, you remember I've talked about this before, the three laws of learning, repetition, and you remember the third one?
Yeah, repetition.
Right. So the three criteria, and there will be a quiz, by the way, at the end of the program. The companies you work with have to be biblically responsible in how they make and use money. They have to have averaged 8% or more per year in over the last 10 years. That is a return on investment. And I might add to that, without a downside risk. You cannot lose your principal, correct?
Correct.
And they must have strong ratios of assets to obligations, and that is true assets without being able to dump obligations off to a sub-company. I'm assuming that I covered the waterfront on that.
Yeah, that's very excellent. And about those ratios, they are such a good measure for the strength of a company.
Now, I know that you help people grow their money away from the stock market, not just in the stock market, with guarantees they won't lose their principal. And some people may be feeling a real sting right now, especially with the way the market has been up and down and more down than up in a lot of these days, 300 down, 400 down on the Dow, and some of the other, the NASDAQ has been down as well. And I think some people are feeling that, and they want to get their money into a place where they can't lose it, but it will still grow. So tell us a little bit about how those growth options work.
Well, sure. Like you said, with these investments, the money is not actually in the stock market, but the growth does track with a market index, and the growth of the index determines how much growth a client experiences each year. So you get the upside benefit of market growth, but you have protection against the downside risk, and that only happens because the money isn't actually in the market.
Now, you just mentioned market index. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how it's related to growth?
Sure. A market index measures how well the stock on a certain grouping of companies is performing. So indices can be very diversified and can track many different companies within one index, making them very diversified. So when the companies being tracked do well, these investments do really well. But when the companies in the index drop, the accounts don't drop because they are not you know, they're not actually in the market, and you don't have stock ownership. The index is an interest tracking tool. It's not actually a place to invest money.
Boy, some of you have probably seen some drops in your 401k or your 403b or any of those investments, and we want to talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. But again, a reminder, you can get in touch with Roxanne, set up a time to talk with her about these issues and about the kinds of investments that she's talking about. And there's no obligation, no pressure to buy anything, but just an opportunity to collaborate and get some wise counsel. Check with Roxanne and schedule a time at hisfaithfulstewards.com. There's a phone number on there to set up a time as well. Again, that's at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And we'll be right back on Encouragement Live.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with Full Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
If you'd like to call us tonight, you heard the number that Steve just gave, 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Maybe you have a question about indexes or some of the issues that Roxanne has brought up, or about how you can determine whether or not a company is investing in things that reflect biblical values. I can't help thinking some of you have questions about that. The number is 855-586-5433. And maybe you've had a drop in your 401k or some other market investment. Roxanne, you pointed out that a lot of people have seen that happen in the past few weeks. And the question to me would be, how long does it take somebody to make up for market losses and get back to where they were before the loss?
Well, we can't actually put a time frame on it, but I can tell you that it takes twice the gains to make up for losses. So that means that an investment that loses 20% will not be back to where it started until the market has gained 40%. For this reason, indexed accounts that don't go backwards can outperform market accounts over time.
That's something to be concerned about. Now, let's say we went back 20 years and compared the growth of an index that you're working with to some of the primary stock market investments. How would those compare?
It depends which index and which specific policy we're evaluating. But if we're evaluating the index and the company that is most popular at His Faithful Stewards, the safe money option has outperformed the major players in the stock market over the 20 years. For example, we're going to say you put $100,000 into each of these 20 years ago. I can tell you what it'd be worth today. The Dow Jones, well, at the end of last year, actually.
Right,
so,
yeah.
The Dow Jones at the end of last year was worth 322,000, so a little over three times. The S&P would be worth about 587,000. If it had been invested in NASDAQ, it'd be worth about 726,000. If it had been in the QQQ, which is actually an electronically traded fund, it would be worth around 1.2 million. But the safe money account that I work with would be worth nearly 1.58 million, since it doesn't have to make up for the big drops in 2008 and 2022. When the others were losing 20 to 40% of the accounts, ours experienced no market losses.
And you just pointed out to us that frightening fact that you literally have to make up 40% for a 20% drop, 20% for a 10% drop. So that would explain why if you invested, for example, in NASDAQ, you know, you're up to $750,000 on a $100,000 investment over 20 years, but you're at 1.5 million in this investment tool that you're talking about because there's absolutely no risk. Now, that sounds to me like really good stewardship. You can earn those kinds of strong returns, and you're not gambling in the stock market. And I think gambling is the appropriate word to use, and you're not risking any loss.
Yeah, that is correct. But the one thing that I always do remind people, though, is that past performance doesn't guarantee future performance.
Sure.
It just gives us an idea of how, you know, how it can perform.
Wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard that disclaimer. And you've heard that and given that. By the way, friend, you have some questions about this, that comparison that Roxanne just drew. You can schedule a free time to talk with her on the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. You may follow the links on the website, set up a time that's convenient for you to talk with Roxanne. And as always, she does not charge for that consultation, or you can call her office to set a time. The link to schedule and the telephone number are both located at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, Roxanne, it sounds like the safe money option did quite a bit better over the last 20 years, without question, and it would make a lot of sense for somebody to put their investments into something that has that downside protection with good upside growth potential. Are there a lot of options for this kind of growth out there?
Not really. Like I mentioned before, there's a lot of options out there, but only a few that offer the strong returns like I'm talking about. I've worked really hard to find companies that have the strong returns and don't have top-end limits on how much they will allow a client to earn.
So tell me more about what kind of products you're talking about here.
Well, these are products offered by insurance companies, not investment companies. Though investment companies know about the products and can offer, you know, a few of them, their knowledge about them is often limited to the plans offered by their own company. If those aren't good, they assume none are good. That simply isn't true, and there is a lot of difference between companies. Additionally, they prefer to work with market investments because that is their expertise and because they'll get paid from your market accounts for as long as they manage them for you. You're actually paying yearly fees on those accounts that you have in the market. A lot of people aren't aware of that, but they're usually paying 1% to 2% every year, whereas with these accounts, there are no management fees.
So in other words, if you're earning 10% or 12% on your account, you're actually earning 9 or 11%.
That would be correct.
Ooh, that's painful. Almost as painful as a trip to the dentist. Now, what are these? Let's talk about the three types that are out there, the upside, the downsides of each one. There are three types of annuities. That's the A word that we're actually talking about here, insurance products. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, yes, they're called annuities, but realize that the term annuity is really very broad. It's a very broad label. Actually, your 401k is an annuity. Your 403b is an annuity. Your mortgage loan and your car loan, those are technically, those are also annuities.
Wow.
So simply put, annuity refers to an account with payments set at a regular interval. So if somebody should say that they don't like annuities, they're actually showing a real lack of knowledge in this arena. I mean, for our purposes, let's just focus on annuities offered by insurance companies that work like pensions.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. Now, the first kind is a variable annuity, I believe. Give us a little detail on that.
Well, yes. I mean, there's three different categories. And a variable annuity is one that puts your money in the market at risk of loss. With these, there's no loss protection, at least not much. They're hard to understand. They have a lot of hidden fees. I can work with over 100 different companies on annuities, but I've never seen a variable annuity that I've liked, and I never recommend them to people. Everything negative that's ever been said about annuity can be found in a variable annuity.
Now, I've heard of one of the other kinds, a fixed annuity. Tell us about that one.
Well, that is the second kind. I mean, the second kind is a fixed annuity, and that one has a guaranteed amount of interest that it will pay every year for the life of the contract. It's really a lot like a CD.
Hmm.
But the guaranteed interest rate tends to be low, so I don't recommend these very often either. But there's one in the middle that's called a fixed indexed annuity. That one links the interest growth to a market index and often does really well, but still has full protection against loss, and you can't lose your money. This kind of annuity only came out in 1995, and they keep improving them every year. So there's a lot of older investment people that have never really looked at them because they just haven't renewed themselves since 1995 on what's happening and what's changing with them.
Now, if you're taking notes on the program tonight, you need to jot these words down. Three words: fixed indexed annuity. And I would encourage you also to write down hisfaithfulstewards.com. Three words on that as well. Actually, four. Hisfaithfulstewards.com. That all runs together. You can actually set up a time to talk with Roxanne. Go to the website, and there's a place on there where you can get into the scheduling software, and also a telephone number you can call if you don't like to do that. And you can find out more about these fixed indexed annuities. Now, you said the many insurance companies offer these kind of products. So are most fixed indexed annuities, do they earn as strongly as the one you work with?
I wish.
Yeah.
No, but no. The average return from most major carriers is usually around 5-6% annually. Some are even lower. Hmm. I mean, a lot of them are working with very average performing indices, and they have something called a cap.
Hmm.
That is a maximum amount that the client can earn, even if the market grows really strong. For example, if an index grew 20% or even 30% 1 year, a company with a cap might not let the policy gain any more than 10%.
Hmm.
And the companies that I work with do not have caps. And that's part of the reason that they have stronger returns and can meet my minimum requirements of averaging at least 8% over the last 10 years. I mean, they actually have options that have earned up to 13% on average over the last 10 years.
That's an important thing to keep in mind. And again, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. But on the other hand, you do have a guarantee that you will never lose principal, and you have a tremendous track record there. Are there any other benefits for investing in annuities?
Well, yes. An annuity can guarantee that a person cannot outlive their money. It can work like a pension. I mean, before the years of the 401ks, employers offered pensions to their employees. So when the person retired, they got a set amount of income guaranteed for the rest of their lives. But the move to 401ks moved the focus away from income and to growth. And it moved the burden from the employer to the employee.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So income security disappeared with 401ks since you can use up that money. With a fixed indexed annuity, it works like a pension, or it can work like a pension. You can turn income on and have it last the rest of your life and guarantee that monthly payout. So even if you live to 100, they won't run out of money. But, if you die much earlier, then a person could just have the beneficiaries get the remainder of their account.
Interesting to keep in mind. We've been hearing lately there's some people drawing Social Security that are 120 or 125, 130 years old. If they'd invested in this, they'd really be doing well.
Sure.
Won't go down that road. Now, does somebody have to turn one of these accounts into income, or can they just use it to save money?
The accounts I work with give the customers that choice. They can just allow the money to keep growing and access some of it when they need it, like a savings account, or they can turn it into a guaranteed income stream for the rest of their lives. A lot of people kind of do a combination of the two.
Good thing to keep in mind. By the way, there's some issues that you may want to learn about called will awareness and living trust. And we'll be talking about those things a little bit in the last segment of our program. But Roxanne and his faithful stewards are hosting a free webinar actually on 2 days in April, on April the 12th and April the 24th. And the topic again, will awareness and trust. This will be at 10 a.m. Central Time on Saturday, April 12th. Many of you work during the weekdays, and Saturday would work well, 10 a.m. Central Time. Or if you would prefer in the evening, on Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. Central Time. There's a place to sign up on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and you go to the webinar tab and select the one you'd like to sign up for. And Roxanne, there's no charge for attending those webinars, correct?
No, there is not.
All right. Again, that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. Talking with Roxanne Intermule. And by the way, this program will turn up as a podcast in a couple of weeks on the Encouragement for You podcast that drops on Wednesdays.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. We're back with Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's the website where you can go to schedule a time to talk with Roxanne or to sign up for one of those two webinars that are coming up. And you can call us at 855-586-5433. We were talking about the light in the darkness, using our resources, our money, the ways that God would have us to. And Roxanne, you mentioned using our money to support our families, to create and support ministries that bring God's light to the world, and be responsible and not run up a lot of credit card debt. Those are just a few of the many ways that we can actually shine the light of God into the world, as we're told to do, correct?
Yes, I would agree.
Keep that in mind. Cornelius is calling us tonight from Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. You are on with Roxanne.
Yes, I'm listening to y'all on American Family Radio. Miss Roxanne and Don, I'm a longtime listener and caller, and I love Chris and the rest of the staff there. They're so nice and everything, Don. So
thank
I
you.
Want to commend them. And also, in Arlington, Texas, the Medal of Honor Center has opened this past Tuesday. It was National Medal of Honor Day, so I hope a lot of people will go and see that. My question for you, ma'am, and I don't know if you look at this, with this AI and stuff, do you think that AI, which I call it the Antichrist intelligence, do you think that that will have anything to do with this new digital dollar and stuff that they'll be rolling out? And do you have any way for us to avoid any of that? God bless you, Don, and God bless you, Roxanne.
God bless you, Cornelius. And it is interesting. AI is becoming a factor in investments these days. Roxanne, your comment.
Yes, AI is being used in some of them. The companies and the things I'm working with are not currently going that direction. So my knowledge on that is a little bit limited at this point. I think a lot of that stuff is more linked to things that are in the stock market, which I tend to stay away from. So I don't know that I can give you an educated answer on that question.
Well, and I think Cornelius is coming at that from real concerns about the influence of artificial intelligence. And it's interesting, I have actually received a lot of, shall we say, emails and text messages from somehow I've gotten on a list of people telling me, oh, here's the next greatest thing. If you invest in this, you'll earn 1,000%. And I would assume you should run, not walk away from those.
Yeah, I would recommend a whole lot of caution to anything that's coming back like that.
In fact, I would say if you're thinking about doing something like that, pump the brakes and then check on hisfaithfulstewards.com. And maybe you have the same kind of concerns that we have heard from our caller Cornelius there. By the way, Roxanne, you're helping people save money where it's averaged 8 to 13% over the last 10 years. That's a 10-year track record. They're fully protected from losing money when the market drops. But you have some other ways that you help people with stewardship and help them shine light using their resources.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we do a few other things as well. I mean, our strategies are focused on growth, protection, and leveraging money. I mean, we offer a line of pre-1933 gold and silver coins. We work with old coins because they have full privacy. They don't have to be reported to the government. Then additionally, we show people an insurance tool that's been used by the wealthy for many generations for leveraging money and making it grow faster. We help people protect their families with life insurance, and we work with a couple of different types of trusts.
Maybe you could kind of explain the kinds of different trusts that you're talking about. I know you're going to address these on the free webinar coming up on April 12th and April 24th, but give us a little clue of the kinds that you work with.
Sure. I mean, we work with two kinds, and they're very different. I mean, there's over 100 different kinds of trusts, so there's lots of difference. We really are just working with two. I mean, the first is a revocable living trust. That's for people who don't want the government to decide what happens to their assets after they die, and they want to protect their heirs from probate. I mean, we also work with wills when they're appropriate, and wills will spell out, you know, what a person wants to happen to their assets, but it does not keep things out of probate. So we do free webinars on this topic to help people understand the process of each and which is appropriate for them. The webinars are listed under the webinars tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com.
And we have mentioned those a time or two tonight, but you have another trust as well. This one's more of a specialty type, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, the other trust has a lot more benefit for people who are still alive, though they do also protect from inheritance taxes and probate. But they're really good for self-employed and invested in people who are investors because they end passive income taxes and can reduce self-employment taxes by 90% or more. They're great for self-employed people or people earning a lot of investment income. It's a 75-year-old trust that is very valuable in protection from taxes for those that are paying a lot in taxes.
Now, some of you may be paying a lot in taxes. Most of us probably pay more than we would like to. And you can find out about these specifics, and I would assume you'll be taking questions when you're doing these webinars. Would that be correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, good thing to keep in mind. Maybe you've had a question. Maybe you grabbed a pen and paper and jotted something down. You could either call us at 855-586-5433, or you can go to the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and sign up for one of those two free webinars. One is April the 12th. That date, by the way, is a Saturday, and it will be at 10 a.m. Central Time. And the other one is on Thursday evening, April 24th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Go to the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And you can also, while you're on that website, schedule a free time to talk one-on-one with Roxanne, and she will certainly keep what you share with her in confidence. There will be no charge for this. That's at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Follow the links on the website, set up a good time to talk, or you can call the office using the phone number that is on the website at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, you used the term earlier about helping people leverage money, Roxanne. I'm always interested in hearing definitions. Can you give us a little more of an insight into this concept of leveraging?
Sure. And let me just give you an example. Okay. That's probably the easier way to understand it.
All right.
Imagine you could put your money into a savings account and have it earning a regular amount of interest, say, you know, not a great amount, 3 or 4%, but also assume that everyone with one of these savings accounts in that institution is a member of that company and they share in the company profits every year. So those are actually called dividends. Mm. Dividends aren't guaranteed, but they're pretty regular.
Yeah.
So the account earns guaranteed interest plus dividends. But then if you need to use your money, you could just take out a small interest loan against your account without it dropping the account value from which you're earning interest. So you continue earning regular interest and dividends on your account value, even though you've borrowed against it, so you can use that money someplace else. So this leverages your money to be used in two places at the same time. The wealthy have been doing a version of this for many years, but you don't have to be wealthy to implement that strategy. And the account can be used to draw tax-free income, even in retirement.
Well, it sounds to me like that'd be the kind of thing that some people would want to find out more about. And either they can reach out to you on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and talk with you one-to-one about that, or they can sign up for one of the webinars, April 12th or April the 24th. Roxanne, I believe, again, in the principles of repetition, repetition, and repetition. And I know that you told us that there are three criteria that you use when you evaluate companies where you put people's money, and you are a steward and a fiduciary in putting people's money into trust, correct?
That is correct. And, you know, one of the things, one of people's benefits in working with His Faithful Stewards is that we don't just work with one or two companies and we're stuck with those policies.
Yeah.
We can write with over 100, 200 different companies. So then I look at them for our three criteria, which are that they be biblically responsible as far as we can tell with how they're making and using the money, that their averages over the last 10 years have been 8% or better. I mean, ours are 8 to 13%. And then also that they have very strong ratios of obligations to assets, so that they've got more assets than obligations, showing a very strong company.
And
so they have to maintain all three.
And there's one of the things that you mentioned about that third one that I think is important for us to emphasize, and that is the fact that sometimes the ratios can be skewed by the subsidiaries that companies form. Is that correct?
Yes, because they some of them do it offshore. They just create an offshore company and they move the obligations over there. So on paper, they're not there anymore, but in reality, they're still there.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have seen significant decreases in their 401ks or 403bs and all that sort of thing. I want to remind people once again of one of the most important things that you said in the program tonight. How long does it take to make up for stock market losses and get back to where you were before the loss?
Yeah, there's no determined amount of time, but you have to have double the earnings. Like if you look back at 2008, where many of the accounts were losing like 30% to 40%, it would have taken twice the amount of gain to make that up. So if it had lost 30% and now needs to regain 60% before it's back where it started, or those that lost 40%, now they need to gain 80% before it's going to be back where it started and starts earning and moving ahead again.
Is there a minimum amount that people would need to invest in the kind of thing that you've been talking about that has those three criteria that you're discussing?
Well, the ones that are earning the higher interest, the minimum with what the companies we're working with is $10,000.
Yeah.
We do have other types of products for those that are still saving that first $10,000, but they don't earn the strong interest. That 8 to 13% average that we've seen, you know, over the last 10 years is not applicable to amounts that are under that.
Yeah, but that's a good thing for people to keep in mind, and many of you perhaps had a good deal more than that, and maybe you've seen some of those declines. And I would encourage you again to check on the free webinars coming up. You can find out about will awareness and living trust. Again, the dates on that Saturday, April the 12th, and that one will be in the morning, and Thursday, April 24th in the evening. Or you can set up a time to talk with Roxanne about some of the questions we've talked about tonight. Again, the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, always informative and always a joy to have you on the program.
Well, thanks again. It's always great to be here.
Thank you, friend, for joining us for Encouragement Live.